You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From a collective of musicians on a CD called R Plus R Equals Now Live, with the song Been On My Mind, we start out the 693rd episode of Neon Jazz. That group includes Robert Glasper on the keys, Terrence Martin on synthesizer, vocoder and alto sax, Christian Scott on trumpet, Derek Hodge on the bass, Taylor McFerrin on the synthesizer, and Justin Tyson on the drum kit. And it was all laid down back in October of 2018 at the Blue Note Jazz Club in New York City for a month-long residency, several nights of which featured a new Dream Team collective. And we actually caught up with the two-time Grammy Award-winning bassist and Blue Note recording artist, Derek Hodge, to talk about this release with stellar musicians, and he had some words on it.
Well, what can I do? You know, what I can control is, let's put out music now. That's why, we made sure Color of Noise came out last year, my third Blue Note album. Every individual in the band had music coming out in R plus R individually, through last year, and just doing what we can do. And
the origin of R&R Now came in 2017 when Robert Glasper was asked to put together an all-star lineup for a show at South by Southwest. With his history producing for everyone from Common to Herbie Hancock and exploding jazz boundaries with his Black Radio series, the Houston-born keyboardist could be very choosy. And in case you were wondering, R plus R stands for Reflect and Respond, an idea that came to Robert Glasper from the great Nina Simone. And now we are in 2021, and Derek talks about this new kind of beginning and revival for the world on the heels of such a great album.
Hey, you know, 2021's here, putting this out. That live experience isn't going nowhere. You know, we're going to recover. We're going to be okay. So I feel like it was just divine timing how everything worked out, and it just coincides with the pandemic that we, when we recorded that, had we had no idea that that was going to happen.
Great way to start off the show. I love that album. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a little jazz juke town, waking up from places like Corvino Supper Club and the Green Lady Lounge right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you 2021 the best way we know how and all the finest jazz laying around. From the tip of Vancouver Island to the urban hustle of Montreal, bassist and composer Stephen Minold has been a very active cat. As we get into the cut not approved off his 2020 CD, On the Night Bus, listen to him talk about this time of COVID reflection, a piece from a larger conversation we had this last summer.
I mean, being in quarantine has given us, I think, all like a moment to reflect on what we're doing and how we're doing it. And being a musician, especially being like a bassist like myself, it's really hard to create a sense of collaboration, you know, through the internet.
We'll be right back.
this is Ed Partika, big band leader and bass trombone player. I'm originally from Chicago. I've been living in Europe for a long time, but I still love to listen to Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
From lips that betray, way deep where dreams sleep, beaten down, dead parts from a canny embrace, way deep where defeat lives, white noise fills dark. And the words, shrewd and false, come from lips that betray. Way deep, where dreams sleep, beaten down, dead hearts from a canny embrace. Way deep, where defeat lives, white noise fills dark space.
That was the Chicago-born and bred bass trombonist, tubist, composer, arranger, and conductor, Ed Partitica, joined by his jazz orchestra with the tune It's the Peace That Deafens, off his 2017 CD, Kopfkino. So he got his BA degree from Northern Illinois University and moved on to Germany in 1990. Over the years, he has toured and recorded with the likes of Bob Brookmeyer's New Art Orchestra, Vienna's Art Orchestra, Carla Bley, the WDR Big Man, and so many other outfits. We talked music with him last summer, and he gushed over it.
It's a genuine privilege to be able to do something as a career that is also your passion. I mean, I feel incredibly lucky to be able to do that, and I feel incredibly grateful that I've had, you know, the opportunity and the chance to do that for the last, the last 30 years, and I feel blessed.
From a cat coined as the sax phenom by the New York Daily News, here's Chad LB with his take on Tenor Madness off the 2021 Quartet Sessions as the show moves on. Mm-hmm.
this is Kathleen Pineda. I'm a pianist and composer coming out of Los Angeles, and I have my new album, Rainbow Baby, coming out. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the accomplished pianist, composer, and educator Kathleen Pineda with the tune Wild Geese 2 off her latest 2020 offering called Rainbow Baby. To this day, she maintains an ongoing collaboration with the Big Show Dance Company to incorporate original compositions with recorded memories, and she has worked with the likes of Charlie Hayden, Dave Douglas, Wadada Leo Smith, Albert Tootie Heath, and on and on. And we talked to her about that live music stage that they're all missing. She has hopes like this one.
I hope that they miss it and they appreciate how special it is. You know, here in Los Angeles, I mean everywhere, but here in Los Angeles, there's a really special music community, jazz community at the Blue Whale. Now at Sam First that Dave Robert is running, and these really special venues to play music that kind of is without boundary.
From an icon in the world of the jazz community, he was an educator, pianist, saxophonist, and very well loved. He left us on March 5th, 2021 at the age of 62. Here's Mr. Joe McQuillan. And he was born in Chillicothe, Missouri, and he made KC his home and devoted his life to music. He was loved and admired by all that knew him. And we caught up with the mainstay at the Green Lady Lounge and Hammond B3 cat, Ken Laverne, to discuss his legacy. And as he does, let's get into the Joe tune with the Blue Rhythm Band called Scaravan.
He was just so easy to love. He was just such a positive energy guy and such a light. You know, he was really a bright light. We're really fortunate that he settled in Kansas City and got to share his gifts with so many people. I mean, he was very generous with all of his knowledge, someone that made the scene better in a myriad of ways. We're going to miss him.
Hi, this is Jim Kazmarek with the Event Horizon Jazz Quartet. I play saxophone and flute. I'm Scott Mertens. I'm the keyboard player for Event Horizon.
And I'm Rick Vidic. I play drums with Event Horizon.
Don DeFeo, the bass player, is not here, but you're listening to Event Horizon in the finest of jazz on Neon Jazz with Joe DiMina.
That was the band Event Horizon with the title track off their CD with the same name back in 2020. This outfit is unique in the eclectic nature of their emotional palette, mixing textures, influences, and grooves with whimsy and love, all under the umbrella of jazz music. The Chicago band features Don DeSanto on bass, Jim Kaczmarek on the saxophones and flute, Scott Mertens on the piano, and Rick Vitek on the drums. I caught up with the band, and they had some thoughts on the music.
And it was ready to go, and why hold on to it for who knows how long? It's really, it is depressing to not be able to play in front of people and to not have a, you know, release party and see people to hang out with and listen to, you know, share the music with, because music is so interactive. But we decided to go ahead with it because we already have enough music for probably two more recordings kind of need to be out there and so we could move on.
From the new face of jazz, here's self-taught musician and recording engineer Adrian Young with the cut The March of America from his newest 2021 CD called The American Negro, serving as an unapologetic critique detailing the systematic, malevolent psychology that afflicts people of color. It's deep and very needed in this crossroads of America that we are living in right now.
Baritone saxophonist, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. We'll be right back.
That was New York baritone saxophonist Frank Basile, joined by a sextet with the tune, What Is This? Since moving to New York in 2001, this Nebraska native has been in high demand and is correctly dubbed a prize sideman. We did talk to him shortly after the pandemic really roared up in 2020, and he was talking about the post-COVID world at the time.
Putting a magnifying glass on all the inequality that there is in the country, the need for people to kind of listen to science and heed facts and things like that. But those are my hopes right now. As far as music goes, you can only pontificate at this point. You know, I hope things return to a certain level of normalcy, but I don't think that will be for a while, you know.
We travel back a ways here from 1934. This is the crooner, bandleader, and violinist Brian Lawrence leading the Quaglino Quintet with his take on Tiger Rag, Dance On Kids, and get all those licks in because we're almost done around here in these parts.
This British working man. His temper is atrocious, and if it gets ferocious, I'll soon be listening to the pipes of Pan. Oh, let me hold that tiger, I wanna hold that tiger. That's my weakness now.
This next one is the beauty and cool of living in the now, and legendary Hammond B3 organist Dr. Lonnie Smith, one of the coolest cats I've ever spoken to on planet Earth. And he joins up with pop legend Iggy Pop. All of this comes together on Lonnie's latest Blue Notes Records release called Breathe. And this is the ultra-hip tune simply called Sunshine Superman. And with that, thanks for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat that could also wear the moniker Sunrise Superman, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Closing the gates of Mordor.
Reach out to us. We're always here. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, keep your chin up out there, kids, and enjoy the jazz, my friends.
We're stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind, you're forever to be mine. I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind. Thank you. Superman or Green Lantern, ain't got nothing on me.
Yeah.
I can make like a turtle and die for your pearls in the sea. You can just sit there thinking on your velvet throne about all the rainbows you can have for your own. When you've made your mind up for ever to be mine, I'll take up your hand, I'll take up your hand and slowly blow your little mind.
You've been listening to a great selection of jazz music with Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz. Neon Jazz is written and produced by Joe Dimino, engineered by John Christopher. That's me. Produced at the studios of Yowza, Kansas City, Missouri. All rights reserved.
Neon Jazz.